This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Free Store is announcing new hours in collaboration with the Waste Management Center. I caught up with Facility Manager Aaron McCulloch-Gary. So everybody is a big fan of the Free Store, and there's been a lot of shifts over the past couple of years with the pandemic, with it closing, with the hours changing, but we have a new schedule now.
We do.
What is it?
So the new schedule is going to be operating during our normal hours of operation, which are Thursday to Sunday from 9 to 1. That is the old schedule, so we're going to go back to that for the months of October through to May. And then at the beginning of June, we're going to switch back to the present schedule, which is Mondays and Wednesdays.
For the Free Store.
For the Free Store only, yes. And that will last as long as the tourist season, to the end of September. And that is strictly for traffic and congestion issues that we have during the peak season. It just gets too busy to operate the place properly.
Great. And then what is everybody probably really excited about then with the hours going at the same time?
I believe tradition is part of it. People didn't like that it ever got changed because it was good the way it used to be, or at least it felt good. The convenience of making two trips at once. So not having to make two trips. Right. So then they can come and they can do their garbage and then they can park and go and do their free storing. So that's obviously better than making two trips, especially if you live in Whaletown. Or somewhere far away. And it's environmentally more friendly. Saving gas.
Beautiful. Okay, so new hours, shifting back, and there's an event for when these new hours begin on February 9th?
February 9th will be the opening day of the new schedule, and our regional director, Mark Bonish, will be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the grand reopening of our Free Store.
Excellent. Just to clarify, now Mark Von Esch is our regional director for the Strathcona Regional District, but you are actually operating under the Comox Valley Regional District as the Waste Management Center.
That is correct, yeah.
Can you just clarify then, is the Free Store associated with the Waste Management Center or is it associated with the SRD? How is...
Both. The Free Store falls under the umbrella of me running this place. So I'm responsible for this entire facility. That includes the Free Store and everybody coming to the Free Store. I run this place under contract for the Comox Valley Regional District. Mark Vonich, our regional director, actually works for the Strathcona Regional District. So there's two different entities going on.
Since the Free Store reopened during the pandemic, there was a bit of shift in rules.
COVID made it so that we had the whole distancing issue. And so in the beginning, the Free Store was too small to have that many people inside together sharing space. As those regulations eased off, they then reopened the Free Store, but on a different time schedule because it was too congested. They didn't want to have it all at the same time. But social distancing, so in the name of keeping everybody nice and far away from each other, they figured to have it on separate days.
So is there anything else you would like to share with the community as far as anything new or just updated, clarified here at the Waste Management Center or with the Free Store and its operations?
Yeah, recently part of the rules for us recycling here changed and our soft plastics, which used to be all separated from the soft and the crinkly and the weird different types of plastics, we no longer have to separate all that stuff. It's now just one category. And so people don't have to worry about trying to figure out the bizarre system for which plastic goes where. It's all just one category. If it's soft plastic, goes all together in the same bag. And that's along with now squishy foam and packaging when you buy a TV or whatever. It's not styrofoam. It's actually more of a foam.
So you're saying you recycle that now and you didn't before?
We do. And the thin stuff, the thin foam that like comes when you buy a new fridge or a dishwasher, kind of often comes wrapped in this really thin kind of like whatever. It's the squishy, foamy thing. We take that stuff as well. Having to do with parking for the Free Store, we ask people not to leave their cars parked in front of the recycling building when they go up to the Free Store. This has been a bit of an issue because people just, they park, they do the recycling, and then they walk away from their car. And they go up to the Free Store, and they disappear. And then there's all these other people waiting for the spot to use for recycling. So that's been a big one. Also, the parking actually up by the Free Store can get a little out of hand. And if you come in to use the free store and it looks like there's no spots to park up there, please don't drive up there trying to cram your car into a spot that might not be there. Just park down below somewhere and walk up.
So primary free store parking is across from the recycle building next to that blue building.
That's right. Along the front of that building and even behind the two dumpsters over here, people can park over there. And if it's all filled up, then we prefer that people actually just park out at the parking lot on the road and walk in if they don't have to. If you're not feeble and you can walk that far, then that might be better if we're super busy.
And what's your primest most busy time in those 4 days?
Saturdays are traditionally pretty busy because we have the curbside garbage coming in on Saturdays.
The free store needs volunteers as the hours increase from 2 days to 4 days. If you are interested in volunteering, the perks include anything you want for free. Office shoplifting is encouraged. If this sounds like you, email or call Lorianne at lapanton@gmail.com or 935-6675.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.